Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. If you'd like to read the whole lectionary text for Pentecost Day, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, I'm going to read the first four verses, and then we'll go into a little time of sermon reflection. The Word of God. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this His holy word. Again, will you join me in prayer? Oh, gracious Lord, thank you so very much for those wonderful words of life from the book of Acts. Thank you for filling your church with the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day of celebration. Happy birthday to the church. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing unto thee, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the day of Pentecost, a time in the church's life when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. If you've ever been curious about the divided tongues used in this text, it can represent ecstatic speech, speaking in tongues, or it can represent ordinary human speech. Either way, it is God-inspired speech. Some of my favorite people in all of Christendom would describe themselves as charismatic. They are persons who have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they have been given spiritual gifts like tongues, healing, discernment, prophecies, miracles, in order to accomplish certain God-given tasks. I celebrate their gifts, but not everyone in the church is gifted with those particular spiritual gifts. Some of us are gifted in how we can interpret Scripture. Some of us are called to be teachers. Some of us are called to be, here's a lousy way to describe it, renovation experts or givers of compassion or some other service within the church. There is room for all of us in God's house. And no disciple, no follower of Jesus should ever look down his or her nose at someone else because he or she has different spiritual gifts. But here is the greatest gift of the Spirit: being willing to love others as Christ has loved us. Now that love can take on a variety of forms, in which I want to speak just for a few minutes this morning, because I know we're pressed for time as we head toward the table. Allow the Spirit of God to help you love one another, especially as Aaron has told us about some of his friends or neighbors, or maybe you got colleagues at work who do not appear to have faith in the good Lord. Maybe you have heard persons say, you believe in God, that's for those who need an emotional crutch. Or how about this one? This is very subtle. Only stupid people go to church. You could try to persuade them, if you wanted to, by recounting the story of Jesus from his birth to his life and death and resurrection and ascension. And then you could ask those persons who are so cynical, so down on the church, are you now persuaded to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior based on my 30-minute telling of God's story? Most likely, they're going to tell you, no, thank you. But if you're willing to invest the time and the energy to listen to them and their stories without trying to change their minds, you just might be able to plant some seeds of faith that somebody else will come along after you and water those seeds. And somebody else down the line may come along and have that person make a profession of faith. You see, it's much more demanding of your time and mind to go along and listen and struggle with those folks who are outside the realm of faith. Now, we can never predict how God's Spirit will play out. And taking the time to listen to others and journey alongside of them is another way we can celebrate the gift of the Spirit. It's another way we can love those who might be difficult to love. Because today in the life of the church, we celebrate the gift of the Spirit. As Peter preached in verse 21, then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You and I who receive the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior are given the Spirit. This is what salvation feels like. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit who empowers us to enter a room or rooms of a widower who lives in a faraway trailer on the outskirts of a mountain community in order for us to replace in his trailer rusty pipes, non-working faucets, and loose-fitting windows. We have the presence of the Holy Spirit who enables you and me to keep our mouths shut as a friend tells us how difficult their struggle has been to break themselves of that addiction to barbiturates. It is the power of the Holy Spirit who empowers you and me to pray for your sibling. Your sibling, this is a real story, who at the time of death of your father says to you, sorry for your loss. The gift of the Holy Spirit who empowers you to hand over to the church a portion of your estate at the time of your death because of what you have said in your will. The gift of the Holy Spirit who empowers you to travel to a far away country and hand out backpacks to students who are so incredibly enmeshed in poverty, we just cannot fathom it. Kirkwood, on this day of Pentecost, our children need to hear stories from the Bible. Adults need to integrate their faith with how they live. And our young people need to see how belief in Christ sustains them when some of their peers attempt to destroy themselves. Kirkwood, on this day of Pentecost, give thanks to the Heavenly Father As we celebrate this fact, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and our world will never, ever be the same. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you so very much for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Open our hearts and minds to receive your Spirit and to be your Son's servants in whichever ministries you call us to. In Jesus' name we pray.